The fishing industry in the Great Lakes is still reeling from the pandemic, and Congress was supposed to help out. A lot. They set aside hundreds of millions of dollars for fishers across the country. But when it came time to dish out that money, the Great Lakes didn't see a dollar.
I was totally not surprised that nobody gave a second thought to the Great Lakes commercial fishery period. It's like nobody wants us. Everyone forgets about us.
IPR's Lexi Krupp takes the story from here.
When the pandemic hit, commercial fishers in the Great Lakes had a big problem. Many deal in thousands of pounds of fish each season, selling to markets in Chicago and New York and across the world. And those buyers all close shop.
The big processors shut down completely and were accepting no fish.
That's Amber Peterson, owner of The Fishmonger's Wife, based in Muskegon. She says the timing here really matters because the spring is one of the best times to catch whitefish, the most valuable fish in the Great Lakes. And that's just when COVID began to overwhelm the nation.
So we had reports of commercial fishermen in Michigan who had a catch with absolutely nowhere to sell it.
But there was a plan to help fishers get through this. Big federal dollars from the COVID relief funding passed in March, the CARES Act. That set aside $300 million for fisheries across the country. Whitney Gravel, attorney for the Bay Mills Indian community, was in touch with federal administrators, hammering out details about the funding.
We know our fishers need help. How can we help you help us?
And then she got the news.
So in one fell swoop, where there was this anticipation and need for relief under the CARES Act, it was denied due to an interpretation from the federal agency.
Fishers in the Great Lakes wouldn't qualify for any of this money. And the reason why gets a little wonky. The federal agency distributing this funding, that's the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. That's important because NOAA is in charge of waters like the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans, while the Great Lakes are managed by states. So NOAA said, sorry, we actually can't give you any piece of this COVID relief pie. And members of Congress said, no, no, no. When we wrote this bill, we wanted the Great Lakes to share in this funding.
NOAA countered by saying, well, we do not have jurisdiction over the Great Lakes.
Whitney says for tribal fishers especially, this decision has been devastating because commercial fishing is a guaranteed right under treaties with the federal government.
It was kind of a double slap in the face. Why would you not support that treaty right with federal assistance?
And many tribal commercial fishermen, they might not qualify for some of the other assistance programs out there, like loans from the Small Business Administration or the Paycheck Protection Program.
Commercial fishermen got nothing. They couldn't even get unemployment, so they went down to nothing.
That's Richard Peterson, chairman of the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa, in northern Wisconsin. He told me that a lot of the fishers in his community, they've been doing this for generations. And now?
I've seen one of them cutting grass.
Members of Congress from the Great Lakes do know about this. They're trying to make sure the Great Lakes fisheries are included in the next round of COVID relief funding. But right now, Ohio Representative Marcy Kaptur, co-chair of the Great Lakes Task Force, says their main focus is keeping the lights on.
And they can't reach agreement on that.
So no one is holding their breath for this federal money. Amber Peterson of The Fishmonger's Wife says her hopes lie in the water.
I don't know a family who's not going, oh God, we hope that fall fishery is good. We hope that fall fishery is good. We hope the fall fishery is good.
Once the water cools back down, whitefish are easier to catch. So fishers have another season to make up some of the money lost this spring, an estimated $50 million. Many can't afford to lose any more. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Lexi Krupp.